So an elderly woman in Michigan was feeding birds in her backyard on Friday when a guy in a Batman mask showed up and told her that he wanted money. She told him her husband was inside with a loaded shotgun. Batman apologized and took off running. Police apparently are still looking for him.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, that worked. I don't know. I don't know if he really did have a shotgun inside, but Batman was going to take a chance.
Speaking about pointing guns at people, two guys in Idaho were at a gas station a few weeks back, and they were talking about how a guy was blasting Nickelback, but some cops overheard them, and they thought they were talking about nickel bags of marijuana and got into it with them. They didn't get arrested, but they had a pretty long conversation, and at one point, the cop allegedly pulled a gun on them.
We're just talking about Nickelback, the band.
Yeah, how great they are.
There's a restaurant in Texas that's trying to take the annoyance out of tipping and help out charities in the process. Now, this restaurant is paying their servers a pretty good hourly wage, so they don't really need to rely on tips. So if customers do still feel the need to tip, they take that money and then donate to a charity. That's kind of cool.
Speaking of restaurants, not as cool, though. KFC and a woman and her stepson ordered some chicken nuggets at KFC earlier this month, but when the kid bit into one of them, it wasn't chicken. KFC had accidentally deep-fried a blue hand towel. They apologized and offered the woman a free meal, but she kind of turned them down. But they're not going to be suing them.
Next time I get that hand towel grilled instead of deep-fried. A list of the hardest would-you-rather questions. Would you rather have legs as long as your fingers or fingers as long as your legs?
Okay. That one's
That's a tough one. How about this one? Would you rather use sandpaper as toilet paper or hot sauce as eye drops? Think about that one.